Hey guys, welcome back to Reality Talk with Jackson. I'm your host, Jackson, and I'm thrilled to be back after taking a short break. Get ready for an incredible new season of the podcast as we dive deep into the world of reality TV once again. Today, I have a very special guest joining us. She's not just a celebrity hairstylist and owner of multiple restaurants, but she's also a reality TV veteran. You may recognize her from shows like LA Hair and The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but now she is making her grand return to our screens in WeTV's newest reality series, Bold and Bougie. Get ready to be captivated by the glitz, the glamour, and the drama as Gosha Hawkins and her friends take us on an unforgettable journey in this exciting new show produced by the one and only king of reality TV, Carlos King. Please give a warm welcome to the incredible Gosha Hawkins. I hope you guys enjoy this fun podcast. Well, it's so nice to talk to you, Gosha. I'm so excited.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Okay. Well, like I said, I know you're busy. I won't take up too much of your time, but congrats on the new show. I'm so excited. It's when I saw the announcement of the show and the cast, I was like, okay, this is going to be an all-star show.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So to start off, so how did this opportunity come about for you?
Yes, the opportunity came about. Carlos Kingdom, Carlos from Kingdom Reign, gave me a call and wanted to see if I would be interested in being a part of an ensemble cast. And I wanted to know who the cast was. And I also wanted to know what was the show about. When I heard the show about our personal stories, about our business, about our life, I thought it was a great opportunity to be a part of that part of the show. And then when I heard who the cast was, I was even more excited to be a part of the show. So once I heard about Malaya, Crystal, Princess, and Tamika, I had already known them. So I thought it would be the perfect show for me.
Yes. No, I love that. And obviously, so you've done reality TV in the past. You've done LA Hair and that kind of thing. So how is this show different from doing other reality shows that you've been on?
I definitely feel like this is extremely different from any other show that I've done, simply because it allows me to share my story. You know, I get to the narrative of I want the world to see. You know, it's not like me being on another show where it's somebody else's show. This is strictly about me and then forming a bond with this group of girls. So, you know, I like that a lot.
Yes. Now, what was it like working with Carlos King and his team? Because he's an all-star producer and everything.
It was great working with, you know, Kingdom Reign Production, simply because they allowed us to be real. They allowed us to be vulnerable, you know, with each other and just share our stories and be there for one another and comforting. And so they were really supportive of our stories.
Oh, yes. I love that. Now, okay, so I know you kind of knew a lot of the ladies going into the show, but which of the ladies did you have relationships with, like friendships and stuff, going into this new show?
So I had, you know, like acquaintance with all the girls. You know, I've met them throughout, you know, Atlanta. So everyone's on the scene. You see everyone. So it's always, hey girl, how you doing? But Malaya and myself had a really personal relationship because I used to do Malaysia's hair. And the rest of the girls, I just know them from being around on the Atlanta social scene.
Yes, no, that is true. Now, were there with any of the ladies, were you kind of anxious to be doing a show with them, anxious what they would bring to the show?
I was definitely, you know, excited to do the show with all the girls. You know, I thought that, you know, Tamika, you know, she was Usher Raymond's ex-wife, and Crystal was Neil's ex-wife, and I thought we was going to get a lot of these city concerts.
Yes.
But no, all the girls, and I really, you know, was excited to work with all of them.
Yes. Now, with the title of the show, so what kind of explain maybe why they chose the title Bold and Bougie and what that kind of means for you and for the show?
You know, in the beginning, when I heard the name, I wasn't sold on the name at all because I was like, Bold and Bougie, like it doesn't really sit right. But as time, you know, has passed and I've filmed with all the girls, it's like, okay, this is a perfect name for the show because these girls are definitely bold and bougie for sure.
Yes. I like it. Yeah. I like it. Okay. Now I want to get your opinion. So one of the first scenes in the first episode, we see Princess go to her doctor's appointment and she invites Tamika. Now, now, obviously, Tamika made some comments during the doctor's appointment, and I know later she made it at your party. So what was your opinion on that? And kind of whose side were you on with that situation?
I think, are you speaking about the comment that was about the seriousness of Princess Breath and her surgery?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes. I mean, my opinion towards Tamika's conversation was, I don't think she was being malicious when she said, you know, we got better things to worry about, basically, you know, because she did almost die having a surgery as well. And I think what the message she was trying to get across was that it's bigger things to worry about, you know, outside of, you know, her trying to get her breasts done again, considering the, you know, have been through. So I think she was coming from a good place. It just doesn't come out right when Tamika says the thing.
Yes, no, I get it. Now, at your party that you had, your pool party, how did you feel when Princess was divulging this kind of sensitive information? Because I know Tamika kind of made a comment like, this wasn't the right time. This was at a party. We're trying to have fun. Did you agree? Were you guys kind of just shocked that she was revealing this? Did you feel like she was talking about it too much? Or how did you feel?
No, I definitely thought that it was appropriate because I was wondering why she was not in bikinis. Mm. So I didn't mind having the conversation. I did want to know why, but I wasn't expecting that conversation. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has to be, you know, it takes a lot of self-esteem to be able to live in those shoes that she's walking in. You know, I feel like I have great self-esteem, but I don't feel like it would be that great if I was in her position.
Right. No, I get it.
You know, my hat goes off to her for having the confidence to even come out and speak of it and still look as she looks. She looks amazing.
Right, right. Now, tell me about why did you decide to have this Black Aspen pool party? And what was the thought behind Black Aspen? Maybe explain that to people, because a lot of the girls even had some thoughts on it.
Yeah, so the thought behind the Black Aspen theme party was, it was the end of the summer, you know, pool party. It was getting kind of chilly outside. And I thought it would be a great way to bring the girls together. You know, Atlanta loves a theme. So it was perfect for the moment because the weather was getting a little chilly and, you know, still bikinis and furs. So it was the perfect combination and a great outing to get all the girls together.
Yes, yes. Now, besides yourself, who had the best outfit at the Black Aspen party, do you think?
Definitely Malaysia.
Yes.
Definitely Malaysia. She's always bomb. She's always showing up. She loves a theme.
Yes. And I think she says that in the premiere and stuff, that she likes Atlanta because you guys have a lot of theme parties.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nobody does it better than Atlanta.
Yes. No, that's for sure. Okay. So how did you feel at your party? A few of the girls did confront Crystal because they obviously have a relationship with her ex's children's mother. So obviously they know Moneta and that kind of thing. How did you feel about a few of the girls kind of confronting her with that at your party?
Oh yeah, I definitely did not like that because I am as well. I'm cool with Malaysia also. And I just don't feel like as a grown up that you should ever take sides with people. I feel like you should form your relationship and base your opinions, you know, off of those relationships and not off, oh, that's my girl, so I don't like you. I feel like that, like, immature.
Right.
But, you know, at this point, they've given her a chance and they see that she's really cool. She's really a nice girl.
Yes. No, I agree. Kind of going back to a little bit about the cast in general. So the other girls have been on reality TV, but Princess is actually, obviously she created Real Housewives of Atlanta and she's behind the, behind the scenes a lot. So how was it? Do you think for her kind of seeing her be on camera with you guys, was there any kind of like, did you ever have a moment where you had to talk to her and be like, you're on camera, not behind the scenes, like that kind of thing?
It was an adjustment for her. You know, she's used to being behind the scenes. And so being in front of the camera now, she's getting the opportunity to see now what it's like being in front of the camera versus being behind the camera. And I think she's adjusting. I think she's adjusting well. You know, she understands that, you know, her looks are important, her conversation is important, and just, you know, how they, you know, take the show and turn it, you know, so she's understanding now all the mechanisms to make it work.
Yes. Now with Malaysia, obviously she's been a Basketball Wives veteran for so many years. You obviously did her hair when she was on the show and stuff. And you know her really well. Was there ever with any of the girls, maybe with Malaysia, was there, because she's very tough, she's very strong-willed. Was there any, like, were you ever worried at all she was going to, like, maybe go back to how she was early basketball-wise?
Well, what I will say, you won't see any tables turning over and bottles thrown. You won't see any of that. What you will see are a group of women who will be having, you know, differences, and they will be talking their differences out instead of throwing them out.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I like that about that.
But you definitely will see a different Malaysia. Like, she definitely is not the girl she was on Basketball Wives. And, you know, at the same time, you have to remember, like, a lot of times people, you know, poke the bear, and then that's what happens. You know, the things that Malaysia had to experience on Basketball Wives, that's not this type of show.
Yeah.
You know, she had a group of girls who are very supportive, who are loving on her and nurturing her. And other girls, we're just loving and nurturing on each other because we all have things that are happening in our lives, and you know, everything is not, you know, always happy. You know, we just mostly share what's being happy when you look at social media. But in real life, we have real life problems. We have, you know, children and grandchildren, jobs. We have a lot of things going on. So just trying to balance everything, it can be difficult.
Yes. Now for people that may, obviously people love the drama, people love the shadiness and stuff of these type of reality shows. And obviously you guys have all been on other shows and people loved you. So maybe can you explain to fans that even though it's not going to be like the physical kind of drama, like throwing glasses and pushing over tables, what kind of drama can you kind of tease or can fans expect from this show?
I mean, you will see these ladies have some pretty high tempers, but at the end of the day, again, they are solving the issues by communicating with each other in a loving way, because we understand that you have to have some type of drama in order for people to watch reality TV, which is unfortunate. But we will give you that drama, but it's not going to be throwing things around.
Right. Now, obviously, a lot of people know you from when you did LA Hair. I don't even know, that wasn't that long ago, but I loved LA Hair when it was on. But do you still talk to
Thank
anyone
you.
from that show or keep in touch?
I speak to everyone except for Kim. I mean, like, if I see her somewhere, I'll speak to her. But outside of that, no, I talked to Dante. I talked to China and Terry.
Okay. Yes. Do you miss doing that show? That was a fun show.
It was pretty stupid, but it was cool.
Yeah.
It was like one of the craziest shows ever. It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
Now, if you could cast for if there was another season of Bold and Bougie, if you could cast any current or former Atlanta-based reality star, who would you choose?
I would definitely bring Portia. Love Portia.
Oh, yes. She's
Yes, I
good.
would definitely bring Portia.
Yes. No,
She's
that would.
like sexy, like she's everything in one package.
Yes. No, I love it. And then what can fans expect from the rest of this season of Bold and Bougie? If you can kind of tease anything.
Yeah, definitely. They can expect to see, a lot of women on the show being vulnerable. Really sharing their stories and what they are going through, how they are dealing with it, and just a lot of fun. Like, it's a really fun show. And, we're being vulnerable and just being very open and honest about our lives.
Yes. No, I love that. I loved the first episode when I saw it. It's really good. It's really refreshing. And yes, it gives a lot of different things, and I think people will be really happy. For you personally, obviously you have a lot going on with different businesses and things. So can you kind of tell people about all the different businesses you have?
Yes, under Gauche's restaurant group, we have four entities, would be Gauche's Breakfast Cascade, Gauche's Breakfast Bar Fayetteville, Gauche's Tapas Bar, and then we also have a food truck. Now, with those entities, we also are releasing a line of gourmet grits and cakes, and then we also have hot sauce. We're doing a franchise in Dallas. That's our first franchise in Dallas. And then we're also in the airport. So we have a lot of things going on right now. And so where you can find the product will be gauchesbreakfastbar.com.
Oh yes, that's so exciting. Congrats
Yeah.
on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, do you still do hair and stuff like that at all, or do you focus mostly on this?
I only focus on Gauche's restaurant group. So anything pertaining to the hospitality industry, that's all I'm focused on now.
Yes. No, that's good. And yes, well, I think that's all I have for you, Gauthier, but thank you so much for doing this. It was so much fun talking to you.
So they can follow me on Gosha and on all social media at Gosha Hawkins.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And I'm sure you'll be tweeting about the show and everything and interacting with everyone.
Absolutely. We have a live watch party tomorrow at Gosha's Tapas Bar. So you have to make sure you tune in. If you're in Atlanta, come to Gosha's Tapas Bar.
Oh, that's perfect. That's so exciting. Well, thank you again. And I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
That's a wrap for today's episode of Reality Talk with Jackson. Thanks for joining the conversation and keeping it real. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Reality Talk Podcast for even more behind-the-scenes content and updates. Stay tuned for more juicy reality TV interviews. And until next time, it's Jackson. See you guys later.